Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Blue Kool-Aid drinkers, we are back, baby. We are back. We're recording this on December 13th. That's Wednesday night. The Wednesday night before the Lions finally get back home to take on the Broncos. It's a big game. It's a better game than people thought only a few weeks ago. And we have a lot to talk about. We have entering the Lions Den. We have Jeff entering the Lions Den. We'll get to that. Then we have a guest picker a little bit later on joining for our predictions. We got it all. But most importantly, we got the whole Blue Kool-Aid crew here to talk about the game. So let's get to them. So I'm Big Z. Let's get to the rest. We got Bob.
What's up, Lions fans?
Red Dog.
Yo.
UJ.
Hello, Kool-Aid drinkers.
And Connor.
Hello.
All right, gentlemen. So the Lions, 4-point favorites. They're back home. And the whole active roster is practicing this week. Active roster, I say.
Like, miracle.
Not like James Houston or anything like that. But Frank Ragnow is back at practice. Taylor Decker back at practice. So our O-line is intact for the moment. It's still, you know, a long week. We'll see what happens. But it looks promising. And the Lions need their O-line all back, fully healthy. Especially our MVP, Frank Ragnow. But I think we'll be talking about that and everything else in a little bit, but I want to jump right into our popular segment that, of course, is Entering the Lion's Den. And today we have a special guest, a brave guest. He has a child and a wife. He has a family. So I hope, you know, nothing bad happens to you, Jeff, while you enter this dangerous Lion's Den. You know, hopefully you escape with your life. But let's introduce Jeff Barris into the Lions Den, a Denver Broncos fan. He was dropped on his head as
Jeff,
a child.
Welcome,
Jeff.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to it.
Hopefully,
I don't get too many bites taken out of me.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. But Jeff, we got to ask you first. Why the hell are you a Broncos fan? Doesn't make any sense.
Yes.
So, Chicago native, have some family that are from the Denver area. My grandmother actually worked for the Broncos for about 20 years. She had her own Super Bowl rings and everything. So, it runs thick in my blood.
Wow, that's not an excuse, but that's a nice story.
That is pretty cool.
So, Jeff, jumping into the team a little bit here. This was an awful team a year ago, but horrendous. They fired their coach, not even. He didn't make the whole season, right? Hackett didn't even make the whole season.
He did not, and it was not a game to
brought that offense over to New York Jets, so that's been fun to watch. And now Dan Campbell's mentor, Sean Payton, takes over the Denver Broncos. And just your thoughts on how he's handled this team compared to last year.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's been a steady growth, I would say. So I was a little bit hesitant when he was first hired, just because he kind of had a big mouth coming in. So he was talking a lot about the previous regime, which which I didn't love. I try to stay away as much as possible from bulletin board material. I mean, the Broncos, it seemed like they were on Twitter every single day just getting clowned last year. So I was trying to avoid as much of that as possible. But similar to Dan Campbell, I mean, culture builders, right? That's what I think of when I think of Sean Payton and Dan Campbell. Just they're going to set the culture and slowly people are going to buy in or get shipped out. And that's how it's going to get turned around. I think that's what we're seeing so far this year.
UJ, you got a question for him?
Well, yeah. What's happened in the last few weeks that turned this team around? Because in the beginning of the season, this team was considered just down there with the Bears and a couple and the Carolina Panthers. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they just started winning. Now they're, what, 6 out of the last 7, and they're one of the hottest teams in the league. What do you think was the key to the turnaround?
Yeah, so I think it came, you know, that Miami Dolphins game that no one can forget about, I think kind of was the pivotal moment. Because what happened after that, kind of what I said with the culture builders, I think you had 4 or 5 different starters get turned over on defense and either shipped out or riding the bench now. And I think it's guys that are just buying into the scheme. And then on offense, just setting the tone by running the ball and not letting Russ cook, I guess. So if you watch a Broncos game, it's a lot of checkdowns, a lot of running the ball, and then taking, you know, 3 or 4 deep shots a game, hoping you hit 2 of them. That's been the recipe for success for them for the last, you know, 7-game stretch. And then just playing stingy defense and getting tons of turnovers.
Yeah, what is it, like, let Russ simmer? What's the new phrase?
Yeah, exactly.
Like late cook or something like that. Connor.
Oh, boy. Well, first off, I want to say being a Broncos fan is much better than being a Bears. So you made a partially good choice.
Yeah.
Who would you say, if you were a Lions fan, what would scare you the most on this Broncos defense?
Yeah, so on the defense, be ready for a lot of blitzing from a lot of different people. So I think, you know, even going back to last week, I think 3 of their 4 starting secondary players each had a sack, and also both of their starting linebackers. So expect a lot of exotic blitzing to come from all over the place.
That must be nice. Exotic. With the Lions, you can see the blitz coming from 10,000 miles away. So I don't really know what that feels like. But...
All right, Bob.
Yeah, I was a Broncos fan very briefly when Tim Tebow was there. I mean, as a secondary thing, I just like
you pro Tebow, Jeff.
Absolutely, I love Tebow mania. It was a fun time. I mean, that pass that he made in the playoff game against the Steelers is etched into my memory. So that one will go down in history for me.
Wait, I was curious about a guy on your team, Courtland Sutton. That guy, I don't know, I don't watch a lot of Broncos games, but every time I do, it seems like he's making a play. Is he like Mr. Reliable out there?
Yeah, so Russ has definitely found the recipe for Courtland. It's throw it deep and he'll come down and grab it. So, you know, people call it a 50-50 ball, but when he's on the field, it's more like probably a 70-30 ball. He just finds a way to come down with those contested catches. And if you've seen a couple from the past weeks, he's got an arm pinned by his side and he's making one-handed catches. So it's just been truly incredible to watch. You know, he had a really exciting first year or two and then went down with a torn ACL and missed a year. And then you saw what the offense was, you know, the last 2 years prior to this. So he's finally just getting back to that exciting form that we saw when he was early in his career.
Nice.
Yeah. And Jerry Jeudy's been underwhelming, right?
Yeah, Jerry, you know, he's got all the skills up until it's time to catch the ball. So I've never seen someone get more open and just not be able to complete the catch. It's been frustrating. I'm sure it's been frustrating for him, too. But I'm hoping, you know, he can start to squeeze some of these because it's true. If you watch the film, he gets open like no one I've ever seen before. Just either Russ doesn't see him or when he does see him, he just can't squeeze the ball.
I got you. Red Dog.
Yeah, Jeff, I got a question. How much did you drink after that Miami game?
Yeah, that was a tough one. That was the one where it almost turned into just almost a joke. I wanted them to break the record because at that point, it had been a full year plus of just being totally embarrassing. So I was like, how can we find a new low? So that was a unique game.
Yeah, who's
for
the
sure.
offensive lineman that said, like, I'm getting tired of losing? I've been here for 7 years or yes. something like that. Or
yeah, Garrett Bowles is our left tackle. So much maligned. He's taken a lot of heat. He's been one of the longest standing, you know, Bronco players on this team. So he takes a lot of heat, but he's now getting some of the credit too with the turnaround. So that's
is
nice
your favorite
to see.
Player Quinn Miners though, Jeff? D3 offensive lineman.
You know I love the D3 boys. He's great to watch. Just an absolute ass kicker. So he's been fun.
But is he out this week?
Definitely fun to see.
I know he went to the hospital with like a heart thing, right, or something.
Yeah. So he's back on the field. So I they said no issues with him. But he's actually been graded out as one of the best run blockers in the entire NFL. So his trajectory has been absolutely crazy from, you know, missing his senior year of college in Division III because of COVID to now being one of the best linemen in the NFL.
D3 school
awesome
did he go
see.
To?
Whitewater.
He went.
Oh, he was Whitewater.
Whitewater.
Okay. Yeah. We got a lot of D3 guys here, you know, Jeff. I don't know if you're aware.
Absolutely.
Of that.
Count me in.
A couple Wabash guys here, a couple Wesleyan guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Nice.
But I'm more curious about the Lions because, you know, as a Broncos fan, what happened for us is at the trade deadline, right? Lots of people wanted us to sell off, but there was a strong contingent that said, look at what the Lions did last year, closing out the season on a high note and now entering into this year, you know, just winning and winning big. So that's kind of our perspective. So I see this game as like a clash of the 2022 Lions versus the 2023 Lions in the Broncos. So I'm excited to see how it plays out.
Well, if you watched last year, there was a game when we played the Panthers, and this is going to be like that game for you. So, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a blowout.
Was that a humbling loss?
Yeah. Okay. Humbling, and the one that knocked us off the just out of the reach of the playoffs. But
yeah. So I will say, since we beat the Bills, this game has been circled as this is the toughest game that's left on the schedule, and if we have to lose this one, it will probably be that one. So that's the perspective of Broncos fans coming into this one, is, you know, it's going to be a tough game. If we have to lose it, this will be the one to lose.
There's someone else we haven't mentioned yet, Javonte Williams, Jeff. They just handed off to him like 15 to 16 times a game, even 20 times a game. The man, you know, he came in, he was injured last year, right? Or part of the year, the start of the year or something like that. But
so I think week two or three, he just tore up his entire knee and came back within a year to be ready for week one this year. So it's been a slow progression of him getting back into game shape and things like that. But he's a true bell cow, man. He'll run 18 carries for about 2.5 yards a carry and then just set the offense up for someone else to break it. So he's it's a thankless job that he's doing, but he does it well.
A cloud of dust, eh?
Exactly. Nice.
Well, you still playing grass.
Definitely.
Over
well,
there,
UJ, right? I think you got another question for him.
Yeah, here's a question. You know, this is to prove that you are a true fan. And if you don't answer this right, you're not a true fan. And it's just a simple fact. We'd like you to sing us the Denver Broncos fight song.
Oh boy. I know they have one. I do not know it. So I'll have to turn in my fandom.
That's disappointing.
It was a good run. It was a good run, Jeff.
You brought him on.
You can always come back though. Learn this.
Isn't it like isn't it country road? Take me home. No.
There you go. That works for me. John Elway, Denver Broncos.
We're failing pretty badly here, Jeff. You're doing really
You were doing so well.
He was doing good.
Yeah.
You're not like Bucky Brown. Is Bucky Bronco? I don't know. I'm just making up something, but that sounds like it'd be involved in a fight song with the Broncos.
Yeah. And, you know, and why would you name a team after the dumbest animal in the animal kingdom? Like, horses, I mean, they're beautiful and they're big and they're strong and all that, but they're really dumb. You know, they're really not smart. So why would you name a team after a horse? You know, it's just, I don't
know. They're majestic against those blue mountains. They look great.
Okay. I'll give you that.
I got a question, Jeff. On a scale
not
of 1
fan,
to 10.
Jeff.
On a scale, not true fan, Jeff. I got a question. on a scale of 1 to 10, One being you're captured by the government, secret away underneath the Denver airport, never to be seen again. And 10 being you're trampled by a herd of Broncos. How scared are you of the Lions this week?
That's an interesting scale. So I don't know how to put a number on it, but I mean, you guys are a tough team. So So I'll say like a 7 or an 8. So I think this one, I think the Broncos.
It's like in Stamp, the Broncos are a herd of ponies or something. Like, it's right in the middle.
Yeah, there you go. So I get concerned. Teams that play the Broncos that have a calm quarterback scare me, right? Because, like I said, they rely so heavily on the blitz. If you have a quarterback that's confident and can just make the right read quickly coming off the blitz, you can pick us apart, and it will be a long day. Also, I feel like the Broncos haven't been able to cover a tight end adequately since like 2005. So if there is an over-under for your tight end, I would take the over.
What are your thoughts on Sammy Laporta? Have you been paying attention to him at all?
Yeah, he's great, right? Yeah. So it's all these Iowa boys. They don't get a chance to catch the ball in college, and then they just go wild once they hit the NFL.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's bizarre. By design. How they get all the good ones.
Is Josie Jewell still your linebacker, right? And Singleton? Those are your two linebackers?
Yep. Josie Jewell and Alex Singleton.
Usually assigned to the tight end to cover.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure. I think they kind of switch off, but it seems like most of the time it's Singleton. And then
they do like
I think they each run a 40 at the beginning of each game to see who's faster that day, and that's who gets more pass coverage.
And is Kareem Jackson, is he back this week? Is he ready to, like, you know, just completely murder somebody on the field? That's his next step, right?
Kareem, he's just, you know, the league and the game has passed him by. If this was 10 years ago, he'd be one of the best safeties in the league. He's one of the best pure hitting safeties that I've seen in a long time. It's just unfortunate that the rules have morphed to kind of put him out to
pasture.
He's
really good at hitting people in the head. He's really good at that.
Yes. Well, and that's the other thing is I feel like he's decided he's old enough. He's not going to change himself to the game. So he's just going to lay some big hits. And,
yeah, he admitted as much. Like, I don't know what I did wrong still. games or whatever how many games it was.
But, you know, bright spot is PJ Locke has come in as his replacement and has been a breath of fresh air. You know, he's just as good on the blitz and tackler, and I think he's actually a little bit more responsible in coverage than Kareem has been for the last year or two. But, you know, it's always nice to have that extra safety blanket of Justin Simmons back there too.
I got you. Any last questions, gentlemen, before we wrap it up?
No.
All right. So, Jeff, before you go, we need you to give your prediction for this game.
Okay. I'm going to say I'm not feeling super confident about this one. So I'm going to say Lions 27, Broncos 24.
All right. Wow. You're
wise man.
Nice.
Wise man.
Got to cater to the crowd.
He's only saying that so we'll let him out here alive. That's the only reason.
Right. I do think the Broncos cover the spread. Don't know if they win.
Don't try to seduce us as you're going to get out of here. You can't do that. We're
going to
fall for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. Jeff is predicting a Lions victory, and he does not know the fight song to the Broncos. So not a true fan, Jeff. We thank you for joining and entering the Lions Den. It looks like you're barely escaping with your life, so you can go home to the wife and kid. Yeah. Tell them that you're okay.
We only kill the true fans.
Phone them right after.
Here, so
yeah.
Right off into the sunset.
Well, thanks for having me, fellas. Hey, when we meet in the Super Bowl in February, I'll have the fight song memorized for when I come back.
We'll bring you back on.
There you go. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thanks, all right.
Jeff.
Thanks,
fellas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. So there you have it. Jeff, Thank you for joining the pod. He predicts a Lions victory. What a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yeah. Was he like a sleeper Lions fan, though, or something? Picking the Lions?
I don't know. You know, I roomed with him and went to college with him and stuff. So it's just rubbed off on him over time.
I guess.
Yeah. You know, we've had a couple of people come into the dens now in the den and pick the Lions. It's a different era now.
Yeah.
They're scared. It's yeah. The den, you know?
It never happened in the Patricia era. I don't think anyone.
If you ever went on someone else's den, would you pick their team against us, the Lions? Would anybody here?
Depends how fearful I am.
Well, based on my track record, I might, you know, I often waver on if I'm going to pick the
Lions.
What
do you think they call it? Like, do the Ravens fans call it? Like, what would they even call theirs?
Entering the nest.
A murder.
Entering the nest, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
the den just sounds so good.
On the perch.
Yeah. Huh.
Something like that.
Entering the pasture.
Nevermore.
The Broncos. Yeah.
Entering the pasture. I love that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Entering the cheese packing factory.
Peckers.
So, going back to that injury report, as I briefly mentioned before, but Taylor Decker is back at practice in a limited capacity. And also Josh Reynolds has a new injury, a back injury. He was a limited practice participant. Frank Gragnow is back again. Frank Gragnow is dealing with a toe, a back, and a knee. The man is, you know, they're just wrapping him with, you know, tape everywhere on his body pretty much.
It's musical chairs, which.
And before we get to, like, our prediction segments. Yeah, I mean, even before, like, we get to our prediction segments and stuff, as we wait for our guest picker to join, I just want to talk briefly about the last game again. I went back and watched some of the film. I'm not sure if any of you guys went back and watched.
I did not,
the truthfully. Biggest problem I have with... I'm going to start with the defense, at least. The biggest problem I have with the defense is that our D tackles are not very good. they continue to be
not a pass
major, major issue. They're awful at pass rushing. That's the main point I'm getting at. They're okay at defending the run, but pass
rush. I'm just saying, give them their due in the run. But yeah, their pass rush is terrible.
Yes, and like bugs and I mean, and this goes to some of our Deons too. Like Pascal, I noticed has no instincts rushing the passer whatsoever. Aaron Glenn did. We talked about this before. He tried to do like maintain your rush lane to defend Justin Fields, the mobile quarterback. And then this last game, they tried a bunch of stunts and stuff, and it also did not work. So he is trying different things, I have noticed. You know, but as Connor mentioned, we're not like the greatest designed blitzers.
Did you hear about that? Hutch was called the wrong stunt, Z? Like on one of them, at least. One of the big ones where we missed Fields, Hutch called the wrong stunt. And got excited.
Oh,
he wanted to.
I missed.
Like, so, yeah, because Aaron Glenn in his interview was talking about it. Apparently, they give him a little bit of, like Hutch has the ability to call the stunts and twists up front, and he called the wrong one that was more for, like, a pass rush or something, and it just put everyone in the wrong position.
Hey, Z, I think interesting aspect. It's a little overplayed, I think, this whole Lions defense is horrible thing. Like, because that last game, they did look bad early on that first drive and everything. Then they kind of settled in, and we got the lead. We had it coming out in the half. And if it wasn't for the turnovers, you know, and you're giving a short field all day, most of all those Bears scoring drives, they all started over the 50-yard line. So it's not like they've been pinned deep and the Lions are
There's only two touchdowns, really, and good one
point,
came of that
Bob. Good point.
Bad so, play by Hutchinson again.
Yeah, I mean, Hutch had... Some no, bad that's true. Plays, that's not normally what happens. So I don't know.
No, I thought the defense
going back to
was remarkable. Go ahead, Connor.
I do agree, and I do think all the three and outs were not helping the defense either. And like this was more on the offense. But going back to the blitzes, I think if we could better disguise these blitzes, it could make up for some of these problems. Like rushing four is just not working. We're not getting to the quarterback nearly fast enough. And when we do blitz, it's so obvious. And I don't know. You have to find a way to cover the guys you have. And Aaron Glenn has not found the way to do it. He is trying. I'll give him credit, but that is a serious issue.
Connor just gave Aaron Glenn credit. Oh, my God.
Oh. Well, and then the other aspect I saw from watching the film was that Graham Glasgow had just a horrendous game. It was very, very bad. Probably worse than I even thought.
GG. Right guard.
It was Saka, or however you pronounce it. He actually played fairly decent, but Glasgow was just getting blown off the ball constantly and missing blocks and letting him go. It was by far his worst game of the season. But he goes back to, I think, where we all think his better spot is, which is the guard position this week. Hopefully, fingers crossed, with Frank Ragnow hopefully returning. But enough of that. Let's get now. So our guest picker is here. Let's get to the last two segments of the night, and that is our prediction segments. And we got two of them. We got our roar of the week, and then we have our final predictions. But first, before we get into all that, let's introduce our guest picker, Adam. Adam, welcome to the pod, everybody. Get up, bro.
Hello. Thank you all for having me.
Adam, welcome to the pod. First, introduce yourself and tell us why you are a Lions fan and why you love this team this season.
So I'm Adam. I've been on the podcast a few times before. Been a Lions fan my whole life. Grew up in Detroit, moved to Illinois when I was forced to by my parents moving. And still followed the Lions ever since. This season, there's just a lot of promise from the young talent, which I'm absolutely loving. That means even though we have a few people leaving, a lot of the stuff that's going to be good is staying. So that to me is really promising. Even if anything happens this season, we have something for the future.
Heck yeah.
Definitely. And what, just point out one person in particular that gets you most excited.
Oh, I mean, I'm still surprised Brian Branch fell to us. That really shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, it's been a gift.
I will be rooting for Branch until he retires in Detroit.
I like that.
Beautiful. Well, let's get into our first prediction segment. That's our roar of the week. And if you're not familiar, listeners or Adam, that's where you pick the player. Not necessarily that's going to have the biggest stats in the game or anything like that. Just the biggest impact overall in the game. Like, for instance, a couple weeks ago, I would have picked, or the roar of the week would have been Laporta with his effect on the game. So let's go around the horn here and let's start with Bob. I'm going to start with you.
All right. This is for roar of the week. Roar of the week.
Yes.
Okay. Week, right? I'm going to, I'm going to go with the guy who's been struggling a little bit lately, and that's our quarterback, Jared Goff. He's been a little rough, a little loose with the ball lately, but I think getting back at home and under the perfect conditions of the Ford Field that he'll be going off this week. So looking for a big game from Goff. A few touchdown passes, close to 300 yards passing. So Jared Goff is my roar of the week.
Yeah. There we go. All right. Beautiful. Like, and like, Jared Goff's stats are incredibly better at home, especially in the dome setting that the Lions have. Did you guys like the glove he wore last week? Do you think that affected his throwing at all? He's constantly adjusting it throughout the game. I just don't love that.
Seems like the glove affects every quarterback.
I don't know.
It's not natural.
Adam's got a point.
I think the Bears rush.
Goff is notoriously bad with gloves. He has a career, including college, of being awful with gloves. Whenever he wears them, the game goes poorly. I think that was a thing from the start.
Maybe if he goes to mittens this week instead of gloves. Yeah, right.
Except for my understanding is he wore them in Green Bay last year when we went off, and
I wouldn't call it a great game by him by any means. Like,
yeah,
threw that dime to freaking Raymond on the
so one like, throw is I'm enough saying, to negate
he
his entire
some
point.
In, the, in Chicago too. I'm not. I don't know. I'm just saying I'm not willing to. Maybe it's the gloves, but. I just think.
I mean, I don't think the glove was the main issue in this game. It was his
the pass rush and coverage.
I think it's his really, really small, tiny hands, and those hands are so small he has to wear gloves.
Got the small hands.
It might be a factor.
I mean, they're not Kenny Pickett hands.
I'm kidding. I bought the whole hand thing.
They're not Kenny Pickett tiny, but Rud Dog, your roar of the week.
I can say that my wife's a Steelers fan.
Well, my roar of the week will play right off Bob's because I think to get Goff going, get this offense going again, because, and I've seen this observation made a few times because I made it after the game, which is sort of the answer to our defense is sort of like a dome. Just settle into that middle of the field where Goff loves hitting the crossing, the in-breaking routes and stuff, or like the shorter sideline stuff. But to break that this week, we're going to hit J-Mo deep a few times along the sideline on some nice verticals, and Goff's going to get it there for at least two tutties and 125 yards for J-Mo. And he's going to make his biggest breakout game to date, baby. J-Mo is my roar of the week.
Under the lights of Saturday night.
You think he'll have more than two catches for the first time in his career this game, then? That's what you're saying?
That would be awesome.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right. That's crazy, you know, that he hasn't had more than two in a game yet.
Insane. You know,
it was what it is. But, Adam, your roar of the week.
All right. Mine... I feel like I need to pick someone other than Jared Goff, but that was actually who I...
Yeah, go with him. Yeah. That's your pick.
No. So this, I would say, is a good opportunity for Goff to really start getting back into the swing of things. We've got Ragnow back. That's going to solidify the line for him. The big thing for me, it's going to be how the Decker... injury report goes, and if he ends up playing, I think it might actually work out if he doesn't end up playing, because that gives us flexibility to play Laporta on either side. Decker notoriously doesn't like tight ends playing next to him. If we can have watch back through the seasons, he doesn't like having a tight end next to him, and he's actually made some comments about it too. If we can have Laporta line up on either side, that's going to allow for a lot more flexibility for Goff. He's going to have more time than he did last week, and giving him that opportunity, I think that's going to get him on the right path, set us up for the rest of the season. If I have to pick someone else, though, I would say Brian Branch, my favorite of the rookies. Just because both Sutton and Judy like to line up in the slot. Both have 50%+ lineup in the slot. So that's going to be a great matchup if we can get Branch lined up on either of them. So those are my two picks. Ooh. For Roar of the Week. One offense, one defense.
For your what of the week?
My roar of the week.
There you go. Yeah, a double roar.
It's like now it's roaring.
I'm gonna double roar.
All right. Gunner.
I had to think fast when Goff was already picked.
Well, my player has had a mini slump of sorts. I think everyone in this chat would agree. And that is Amon-Ra St. Brown. He had like three drops. Was that three drops in a row last week or something? One of those throws was really bad, but it was like very uncharacteristic from him. And I think he's going to have a huge bounce back game, and it's going to go with Bob and Adam's Goff picks. I think Goff's going to play really solid. I think Amon-Ra is going to get at least 120 yards, and seven catches, and one touchdown.
Wow.
And he is my roar of the week. Yeah.
All right. There we go. Beautiful pick. Beautiful pick. Beautiful story. UJ. Yeah, baby.
All right. I see sort of a theme going here, but, you know, we had a double roar, the first I've ever seen. But my roar is maybe bending the rules a bit here. And I think this is a question of pride. You know, it's been the last couple of games have been rough, and but I'm going to, my roar of the week is going to be our offensive line as a unit. I think this unit has been beat down a little bit over the last few weeks, and you know, they've been abused, you know, by the press and the fans and stuff, and it's a matter of pride here. I think they're going to come out and just have a really good game against this Denver Broncos team, and allow Jared Goff and all these guys to just light it up out there. So my roar of the week is going to be the Lions offensive line as a unit.
Ooh, all right.
That's it.
Wait, that's a quintuple roar of the week?
Quintuple roar.
Yeah, quintuple.
I guess it is. I don't know. I couldn't just say one guy on the line.
Wait, are we counting the extra linemen?
So anyway, I'm sticking with it.
Yeah, that's true. If you count rotational guys, that's even more.
Yeah.
They're going to give Goff all kinds of time in this game, and Goff's going to shred them because of our offensive line.
Wow. What happened to the sanctity of the roar of the week? Now, someone should name the entire.
I picked the whole Lions. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
The Lions are my roar.
Well, what didn't Z have Aaron Glenn once, I think?
I did. Yeah. I bent the rules.
One person.
Yeah.
I thought Connor was going to go Aaron Glenn this week, Bob, but.
would be shocking.
Wow, that'll be the day.
I do think one of these last four games, the Lions are going to have a really strong defensive performance.
Ooh,
that makes everyone go back. I don't know if it's going to be this week, but it will be one of these games.
Wow.
Bold prediction.
I mean, now that Nick Mullins is starting for the Vikings.
The Vikings are a team
formerly,
I'm looking at.
The Lions, who I've cut.
Lions legend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every Lions practice squad guy is starting somewhere in the league, I mean, it seems like.
Yeah. Because who is.
Did Tim Boyle get cut?
Tim Boyle got cut by the Jets.
Real TB12.
David Blau, yes, thank you. David Blau started for the Cardinals a little bit last year. I don't know if he's still on their roster or not.
Dobbs is a Lions guy. And
Boyle. Josh Johnson. Yeah. Josh Johnson had 15.
I think the most impactful cut Lions quarterback is Logan Thomas.
Oh, yeah. Now he's a good tight end. All right. Producer Gajay, your roar of the week.
My roar of the week is Aiden Hutchinson. I think he's going to bounce back from that critical mistake last week and have like two sacks and a forced fumble.
Me like.
All right.
Oh, like yeah. That.
Beautiful, like beautiful.
Wait, what was that, KJ? What was that?
Aiden Hutchinson's going to have two sacks and a forced fumble.
No.
What is that?
What of the week?
Oh, my roar of the week.
All right, there you go.
Sound like a lion with COVID there. But
all right.
Inhaler.
So my roar of the week is going to be Frank Ragnow. He returns. I think he is the glue, the MVP of this offensive line. I think when he is in the lineup, our offensive line instantly jumps up another level, allows players to go back to their other positions. And just, the Goff will get the snap correctly. Unlike last week, Glasgow. But I just think there's a reliability there. And obviously, that's an all-pro center. So I think his impact is going to be monumental, and that's why he's my roar of the week.
Nice. Z, that, I don't think it was very imaginative to steal one of UJ's roars of the week, but, that's fine.
Well, he took, 10% of the roster. So.
Well,
he's bound to hit one of them.
Well, when you talk about units on a football field, the offensive line has got to be so synchronized and so together. It's like a one man.
That's what happens. Me and my line, we won offensive player of the week as an offensive line in college one day. So that's how it works.
Oh, nice. Well, let's get to our final segment. It's our world famous predictions.
Ooh.
That's right. That's like the Ryan's. 4-point favorites at home on Saturday night at 7:15 Central, 8:15 Eastern in Detroit.
Saturday night.
Saturday night. Yeah.
I got to call off my date.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. It's interesting. Yeah. It's the time of year when they do that. But this is a big game, a better game than a lot of people thought coming in with the Broncos. Having a big turnaround in their season, and the Lions schedule at the end of the season actually features four teams above 500 when people thought it'd just be one, the Cowboys. So anyways, lot going on. Did you guys want me to break down all the playoff scenarios for you?
There's a couple just to tease us a little bit. Sure.
All right. So I'll tease it. So the Lions need a win to start, win or tie. But we're just going to go with the winning scenarios. If the Lions win and Seattle loses their ties and Green Bay loses their ties, the Lions are in. If Seattle loses and Minnesota loses, the Lions are in. If the Rams lose and Minnesota loses and Tampa Bay loses, the Lions are in. the Rams lose, Atlanta loses, and Green Bay loses. The Lions are in. If the Rams lose, Minnesota loses, Atlanta loses, the Lions are in.
Oh my goodness.
Now let me go through the other eight or the other 10 where if they tie and then the results that need to happen.
Oh, please.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
As long as
regardless, the Lions need to not lose to advance their playoff.
There's no scenario. If
I remember correctly, if the Lions win one game the rest of the season, 99% chance we're in.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
it's very good. The Packers losing last week was huge.
Yeah.
The Lions. They win. It's beautiful. In general, they're locked in the division.
Yeah, we lock it with a win, right?
We lock regardless. The division?
No, a playoff.
Any win, yes.
If we win.
Two this wins week? Locked.
No, playoff.
I heard
playoff.
If we win this week.
I just went over the scenarios with you.
Just
I said win it. And in. If
you not check our group chat? It was posted in there.
Yeah, there's too many silly scenarios.
Yeah.
So you win.
They're not automatically in if they win.
I heard it somewhere. All right,
but it might move us up.
Well, you heard wrong, Red Dog.
Walter Football or whatever you do.
Yeah. Walter Football. I haven't been on there. That's for draft. Well, that's not for this.
Anyways, but yes, the Packers lost.
Is Walter Football still a thing?
DeVito, the Italian.
Tommy Cutlets.
Great. Have you seen the picture of his agent? It's phenomenal.
Yeah. There's no way that guy's real, but I love it.
Yes.
He absolutely looks fake.
So funny.
Anyways, let's get into our predictions, and I'm going to start with UJ.
Ooh. This is a lot of pressure for me.
Hey, UJ, before you go, just real quick.
Yeah.
If you're out on a date, remember that old Home Improvement episode where Tim Allen's out on a date? He's got the earpiece in. He's listening to the game and trying to react to his wife.
Yep.
Anyway, you might be doing that.
And there's that other couple at the other table, and he's trying to watch the game, too, and they're all turning.
Yeah. So that could be you this week.
Kitchen or something. It might be. But anyway, we don't miss Lions games. No matter what, we plan our lives around them, okay? that's a sickness we have, but that's what we do. So anyway, okay, my prediction. Okay, first I'll say the score. I'm going to say the Lions win this game 31-17. This is not going to be a blowout, but it's going to be a nice win, a nice win that shows we're back to being one of the top teams in the NFC, okay? Our offensive line and our offense in general, Ben Johnson's done a lot of soul searching this week, I'm sure, in the last couple of weeks, and he's going to come up with some new wrinkles here. We're gonna see a little more JMO. We're gonna see some things open up. So, and on top of that, our defense has been playing better, despite what some observations are. But I think our defense is showing signs of improvement. We hit this weird lull in the season. You know, like last year, we sucked the whole first half of the season. And all of a sudden we just got hot. And then it's hard to beat a team like that. Denver's kind of on that roll right now, but. I think we're going to find ourselves here toward the end of the season. I think we're going to find ourselves in this game, as a matter of fact. A little home cooking, 31-17. I think Goff's going to have a nice game. The offensive line is going to just be stellar in this game. So 31-17, that's my prediction.
Beautiful. All right, that's one for the Lions. Connor.
I think that this is not going to be a blowout. I think it's going to be a relatively close game, but I think this is my boldest prediction. I think the Lions score a third quarter touchdown today, or on Saturday.
Whoa!
Today,
that's crazy.
Get out of here! Get out of here!
I think they win 28-24 and never trail, but they don't really shake off the Broncos until the end.
So what is that?
My prediction.
Oh.
I didn't know we were doing that for that, too. I thought it was just a roar.
I guess we're doing it tonight.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, I guess that's what we're doing. All right.
So that's two for the Lions. Connor's got the Lions winning in a tight one. A push on the
side. Nail baiter.
Crush your head.
Oh, yeah, the spread's 4. I forgot.
Wow.
So let me throw this over to Bob.
Yeah, you said you had a spread of 4.5, and I saw it went to 5.5,
did it move up?
Yeah, that's what I saw, and I think that's for a good reason, because the Lions are freaking awesome. We're going to win this game. I think it's going to be a bounce back game for the Lions this week. The Bears are really fired up. They, for some reason, Fields is like the Lions is like his nemesis. And okay, give him the game. But the Lions are going to be back this week, back in home field. The line will be together. See, like I said, Goff's going to go off. So I think it's going to be a complete team win. Goff with 300 yards, close to it. I see a 100-yard game from Jahmyr Gibbs, and we're going to win this thing 38-19. Because just throwing the 19, because it's weird, and this is going to be a weird game for the Broncos. But
that
we're going to win
Scorigami.
This game.
I don't know.
That's my prediction.
Like
beautiful. Let's go.
Yeah, man.
So that's three for the Lions. That's three for the Lions. This is a good trend. A good trend.
Yeah.
All right, let's throw this over to Adam. What's your prediction?
All right, my prediction is that the Lions will win 27-24. I'm expecting it to be a fairly close game. Goff is going to do well. He will finally have that solidified protection. He's going to have some time. And the key to this game is, like always, getting that run game going. Everyone's been talking about how since week six, the Broncos have been turning around their run defense. I think we're going to eat it alive. And that's going to open everything up for Goff.
Absolutely. So you have 27-24 Lions, correct?
27-24 Lions.
All right, beautiful.
Lions.
Beautiful.
That's a Lions, dude.
That makes it four for the Lions. And no, it's funny. We have two guests on tonight, one a Broncos fan, one a Lions fan, and they both predict a Lions 27-24 victory. Ooh, wow, very weird. Interesting. Wow. All right. So there you have it. So far, all for the Lions, including our Lions Den guest as well. So that's actually five for the Lions so thus far on the podcast. Now let's throw it over to Red Dog.
All right. Yeah, you know, I don't think this is going to be a blowout. Or do I? I think we're going to roll them. I think this is going to be kind of like what the Panthers did to us. They've been winning on a roll, on a streak this year. We're about to burst their little bubbles. We just got a nice little gut check. We haven't strung together two losses yet this year, and I don't think we're going to start this week. I think Jared Goff and that offense is going to be firing on all cylinders. It's going to be an air raid, ground raid, all kinds of raids. Both Montgomery and Gibbs are going to go for over 100, maybe both on the ground, maybe a little through the air, but over 100 yards each. St. Brown's going to get a tutty. Jamal's going to get two tutties. Defense is going to play tight. They're going to get after Russell Wilson and put his old ass in the back in the home. And it's going to be 48-5.
Yeah, five.
Because we take five. A safety at safety? The end of kill the clock.
All right.
Well, there you have it. That would not be a score.
I just think
bold predicting a safety.
We're going to wreck them. It's going to be a bloodbath. I just really think this. Like they're an up and coming team and all that, but they're riding like a 6-game win streak. We've been gut checked. We're ready to start putting things together for a playoff run here. So, bloodbath. 48-5. Detroit Lions win. That's my prediction.
I'm going to try to find out if that's Scorigami while other people are going.
Yeah, definitely. 48-5. I'll remember that one. 40, or I'm sorry. I'll that's six now for the Lions. There's two more to go. Producer KJ, your prediction.
My prediction is I think the Broncos are going to come out and be pretty competitive and keep it close until the fourth quarter when the Lions pull away and win 31-20. That is my prediction.
Nice.
All right. 48-5 would be Scorigami, by the way.
What does that mean?
Ah.
It means the score,
that means
has, never
the score has never happened in NFL history before.
Ooh, cool. Even better.
I always love when they have one. It's rare. So
yeah.
There's a Twitter account, the Scorigami bot or whatever. It's funny.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah. That's great.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
So producer KJ has the Lions winning. That's out seven. predictions for the Lions to win. I am going to go with 27-17, a Lions victory. This is not a very dynamic Broncos offense. I think if you shut down the run game, it gets very, it gets a lot easier because Russell Wilson is playing, he's playing conservative this year. As long as Kirby Joseph doesn't bite on the in route and stays back and doesn't get beat over the top, I think we're going to be just fine this game. And I think this defense is just susceptible enough, especially they match up really well with the Lions, or the Lions match up really well with the Broncos, I should say, rather. And I just love that they're coming back home after a couple games. The Lions are desperate for that type of energy, just to, you know, pick this team up after a rough outing last week. And this team is going to get one step closer to a division win, the first NFC North division title. I cannot wait. Maybe they clinched it by the end of the weekend. I don't know. But it'll be great to have that win on Saturday. Watch the rest of the teams play on Sunday to maybe see if we clinch or not. But anyways, 27-17. And those are all our predictions. And every single person that's made a prediction on this podcast has predicted a Lions victory. Let's go. We're never wrong in the podcast except for four times.
Have we ever done that before where we all predicted the same thing? Has that ever happened before?
Only once. It's ever happened before
in history.
I'd have to go back and check the tape. I'm not sure.
The forefathers tell of a time when once it was done.
Well, yes. We want to thank our guest picker, Adam, for joining the podcast. Adam,
thank you so much.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you, Adam,
for joining the pod. And we hope you have a great
thank you for having me.
And a great holiday. And hopefully the Lions can gift you a victory.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because the Lions are...
Can't wait for Saturday.
Booyah. So, gentlemen, let's wrap up the podcast
here. All right.
This is going to be... by the way, I did just check DraftKings. It went, I don't know if it jumped up to 5, but it's back down to 4 now, the spread. So,
oh, okay.
And the over-under is 48. 48. So a lot of our predictions kind of right on par.
48.
I got the over, baby.
Yes, you do. Just barely, though. Just barely.
Lions got it almost by themselves.
Yeah. So.
That's why they gave up the safety. They wanted the over.
So, yeah. So we'll wrap up the podcast here. Saturday game. Just stay tuned to our subscribe to our YouTube channel at DTBK or type in Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid and subscribe. Get notified when we have a live stream. This I was debating right now if we're having a live stream or not after the game on Saturday. To be determined.
He may be too inebriated, so there is that.
Depends on Little Z, how he's sleeping that day.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you kidding me? Little Z's going to be the one on the pod first. He's the most excited about the dub.
Hi, Dad.
When he starts speaking, he's getting on here. This is going to be homework for him. We'll have him control our social media accounts. How about that?
Hey, Zach, can you come out to play after tonight, school tonight? No, I got to go on the pod with my dad.
Yeah. Well, maybe he'll control our social media accounts at Instagram or on Instagram at Drinking Blue Kool-Aid or Twitter/X at Drinking Lions or, as I mentioned on YouTube, at DTBK or Drinking Blue Kool-Aid. Type it in, subscribe. That's just for our live stream, our live reactions after the games. But yeah. So other than that, thank you to SidelineReport.com for supporting the podcast. Really appreciate that. And thank you to our producer, KJ. He always does a great job producing the podcast.
He's the best.
I also got to mention our email. DrinkingTheBlueKoolAid@gmail.com. If you want to throw us any messages or anything like that, or any correspondence, there it is for you.
I'll just chit chat.
I don't think I'm missing anything. Spotify, Apple, regular podcast. Please download. Please subscribe. Please leave a review. Always greatly appreciate that. A nice Christmas gift for us. A review. It could be good or bad. Maybe it's coal in the stocking. I don't know. But either way, we appreciate it no matter what.
We need coal and, for our furnaces. Yeah.
You did.
Other.
It's good.
What does that do, Jay?
We need coal for our furnaces to give us heat.
Exactly.
Send this call. Gratefully accept it.
Well, I think that's going to wrap it up for the night here. If you're a listener, we thank you for listening to the podcast. We greatly appreciate your support. We hope you have a great weekend. We'll be back reacting to the game, hopefully on Saturday night, if not Sunday. And that podcast would be released on Monday if it's done on Sunday. If it's done on Saturday, it'll be released on Sunday. Everybody follow that? Kind of. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We greatly appreciate you. And last but not least, as always, go!
Go!
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock. Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go!
Go.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.